Step 1 by Bevan Catherine. Read by Momo Testic. Part 2 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's note. This text contains ableist language and sexist comments from the main protagonists. The first official date was a success. Merlin's lips tasted like spices when Arthur kissed him over their curry, and his skin was soft when he ran his hands over it later, wrapped up in the rumpled covers of Merlin's bed. Their second dinner followed shortly after, then a third and a fourth. By the end of the month, Arthur had seen all three Lord of the Rings films, director's cut and then with cast commentary, and even introduced Merlin to Chambray in return. A privilege which only the very few were privy to, purely for the embarrassment of being a grown man with a turtle. Gwen had taken to calling them Merlin and Arthur, very pointedly and smugly, whenever she invited them somewhere. Arthur found he didn't really mind. Almost 5 months after the day that they met, Arthur was sitting in his office, winding down for the day. He and Merlin had already made plans to meet up that night, so he was surprised when his phone lit up with a text from him just minutes before he was due to leave. Merlin Emrys. Got caught up at the studio. Could you pick me up here? Arthur rose his eyebrows up at his phone. In spite of how much time they'd spent together, Arthur had never actually been to Merlin's dance studio. He'd be lying if he said he wasn't a little bit curious about what it was like, and quickly typed out his response. Sure, text me the address. 20 minutes later, Arthur pulled into the car park of Round Table Studio, staring dubiously at the blinking fairy lights strung in the window. He pushed open the door and found himself in a fairly typical-looking lobby, the white far wall decorated with framed photographs of dancers in various positions between two doors leading into what Arthur assumed were dance studios. A woman stepped through a third door, this one apparently an office, when she heard Arthur come in. "Sophia, your lesson started 10 minutes ago. Where have... Oh!" The woman stopped abruptly, looking confused. "Sorry, I thought you were one of my students. My name's Helen. Can I help you with anything?"
"I'm just here to collect Merlin," Arthur said, and the woman immediately gave him a knowing, gap-toothed smile.
"Oh, you must be his new bloke. Merlin's just in there." She pointed at one of the doors. "You can go right in."
"Thank you." Arthur pasted on a rather forced smile as he moved towards the door, aware of Helen's gaze fixed on his arse while he walked. He hurriedly let himself into the room she'd pointed out, and was immediately hit with a wave of violin music. The room looked very much like the dance studios his sister Morgana had taken lessons in when they were young. From the wooden floors, to the floor-to-ceiling mirrors, to the 10 walls with the barret, except for the 3 shining poles lined up in the middle. The music was coming from a stereo on the far wall, which Merlin was standing beside. He didn't notice Arthur at first, too busy watching the girl on the furthest pole. Arthur recognized her as Freya from the performance months ago. This routine was much smoother than that one, more like a ballerina than a cat, and suited her just as well. Merlin caught sight of Arthur when Freya was swinging into her final spin and broke into a smile.
"Arthur, hi, you found it," he said as the music faded.
Freya, still bent in half and spinning slightly, dropped her head down to look at them.
"Ooh, you're Arthur," she giggled and immediately blushed.
Arthur sent an amused look at Merlin. "Arthur, this is Freya," Merlin mumbled, red-cheeked, as the other dancer quickly scrambled off of the pole. She took Arthur's hand shyly, and Arthur was instantly smitten with her. "Pleasure to meet you, Freya," he said with a warm smile. "I saw you at the event a few weeks ago. You're very talented."
"Oh," Freya said. "Thank you."
Merlin gave her a fond smile as he wrapped an arm around her middle.
"I was just helping Freya smooth out her routine for a competition this weekend. Although I don't know why she bothered, she's as flawless as always."
Freya ducked her head to hide a blush.
"Could we run through it one more time? I'm still not sure it's ready, unless..." She threw Arthur a shy glance. "You have to go?"
Merlin raised an eyebrow at Arthur, but Arthur shook his head. Take your time. I'll just wait in the lobby. Lovely meeting you, Freya.
Both dancers smiled at him before they turned back to the stereo. Arthur left him to it. Helen was thankfully nowhere to be seen in the lobby, so he settled into one of the chairs to wait. He contemplated getting out his mobile to check his emails, but decided against it. He didn't want to be thinking about work on a date. There was, however, a pile of magazines on a table nearby. He wasn't surprised to find that most of them were things like women's health, but he figured it beat staring at the wall and picked one at random. A beaming woman with windblown hair and a designer dress stared up at him under the title Cosmopolitan, and the starburst near her elbow proclaimed it to be the sex issue. Tips, tales, and tidbits to help you and your man get the ultimate O.